This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The holiday season is among us, or upon us, or whatever, on top of us, all over us. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Happy to be celebrating another Christmas with you guys and another New Year, God willing. I think I'll probably get there. The left is not going to ruin Christmas for me. What an amazing year that I have experienced with you patriots that listen to my show. The Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I want to thank each and every one of you who listens to the show. I truly want to thank those who listen and pass it on to others. I want to thank those who listen, pass it on to others, and contact me. I want to thank those who listen, pass it on to others, contact me, and donate to support the show. I want to thank those who listen, pass it on to others, contact me, donate to support the show, or give their time and energy to help us to do what we do, because I'm going to tell you something. There is nothing egotistical. There's no agenda here. The only agenda and what we try to do each and every day for the days that I'm able to do the show is to make you proud of what we do and to spread the word, the gospel, if you will, of conservatism, and spread it right. Have evangelists and understand what to talk about and how to talk about it. How could you possibly be embarrassed to be a Trump supporter? How could you possibly be embarrassed to be a Republican? How could you possibly be embarrassed to be a conservative? If there's any embarrassment that should be felt, it should be felt on the other side. The people who don't care about you, the people who laughingly try to steal an election, they want to steal from you the most precious thing you have, your citizenship, your freedom. Look at what they do when they get in control. Lockdowns and forced immunizations. It's coming. Oh, don't be smug out there for those of you who weren't wearing masks and now you happily put them on wherever you go. We won on every count. Best year yet. Oh, I know. We struggled. Leftism crept in everywhere. It's what leftism does. It's evil. It's what it does. It looks for weaknesses. It probes the fence, seeing where there's a weakness, where it can dig under, where it can crawl over, when it's not electrified. With this stupid Wu flu, they attempted to steal an election from you, trying to convince you, oh, we've got to have all these mail-in ballots. Wait, look, there's a video that's circulating right now, produced by one of the people on the video team, the data analyst, is a friend of mine. He's on our team. And it was presented to Arizona. I'll get to that in just a little bit. We know every way they tried to cheat. We know all the details. And Trump's letting it play out, probably to the point where you're just, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? You can't allow a fraudulent election to occur. That is the president's responsibility. Every time people say to me, Kevin, you're so confident. I tell you, because if I were president and I knew what I knew, and obviously Trump knows more than I know, I don't even need any more data. I would say this election is null and void. It will go through the process that we have set the Constitution up because this election is null and void. And I don't care if there are riots. They say, Justice Roberts said, oh, we can't do this. He's yelling at the Texas court, the case they brought, because they said, there'll be riots. I don't care. That's why we have police. That's why we have military. We won on every count. And there is no question in my mind that China was involved. I don't know about Russia. I don't know about Iran. But I know China was. And here's what I can tell you. With or without Chinese involvement, you know who I guarantee you was involved? The cheating Democrats. The skanky, scoundrel, scurrilous Democrats. That's who was involved. China. Unleashing the stupid Wu flu on our economy and the Democrats working with them. So now they're in trouble. The Chinese semiconductor companies are in trouble. I don't know if you guys saw. They're saying, hey, you guys are going to get, you're not going to get access to technology. We're going to ban you. We're going to ban you from working with our companies. Let me tell you what that's going to do. The American semiconductor manufacturers, you better put your money in them. I'm telling you right now. American semiconductor manufacturers, because the Chinese are, they're going by the wayside. They're saying Chinese companies are not going to get listed on the American stock exchanges. They're not telling you this, but here's what I can tell you. From the moment Donald Trump announced he was going to run for president, the Chinese were against him. You want to know why? Because he knew how to wage an economic war that would bring them down, knock them to their little Asian knees. We are at financial war with the Chinese. And they have a lot invested in it. $375 billion, to be exact. Year upon year, that's what they get from us. And here's what they pay. They pay a fraction of it back, and they buy off these leftists who are willing to do whatever they want. They can get The Rock to say whatever he wants him to say, because they know how many movie deals he's got through them. They bought and paid for Hollywood. They know exactly what Congressman so-and-so, Senator so-and-so on the left is going to say or do. And when I talk about leftists, I'm not just talking about Democrats. I'm talking about Kemp. He's one of them. Bought and sold. You think they're going to come to your aid? You think these are people that are going to help you out? When you think it's time for them to support Trump? Let me tell you what the Chinese are going to do next time. They're not going to lead it at the level of Kemp and Pritzker and Whitmer and Cuomo and others. They're going to go down to the legislative level. That's what they'll do next time. They will make sure these Republican legislators are just as corrupt as the others if we don't stop them here, because they have a vested interest. Did I mention $375 billion annually? That is their vested interest. We are at financial war with the Chinese. They want to devalue our currency. They wanted to devalue our economy, and they've managed to do it. And the people that you think are your friends, the people that you allow to just say whatever they want about Donald Trump, are the people that are helping him. Many of them finally came over to our side, though, in his last election. Somewhere between 16 to 20 million joined us. And we're going to win in the end. Anyway, we got a great show for you today. Holidays are coming up. They're not spoiling the holidays for me. I'm going to enjoy the holidays.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I called it. Absolutely called it. Knew it. Total ruse. I told you guys, anything involving this BS vaccine, the nonsense around the Wu flu, is nothing but nonsense. Don't fall for it. So all these politicians are going to do. I can't believe Mike Pence actually took a shot. And I don't, of course he got saline. You guys probably saw my Kev talks on this, but yeah, he got saline. He didn't get an actual shot with that crap in his arm. Vice president of the country, the number two guy in charge, and you think he's going to risk getting facial palsy or die over some nonsense like that? That's insane. None of these politicians that are claiming to get this shot are getting a shot. First of all, most of them, it's a fake. It's just a needle that's retracting. And you're so far away, you might as well be an election poll worker trying to count the Biden ballots as a Republican. They're not going to let you anywhere near them. So they get the fake shot where the needle retracts. They bring it out and it looks like, oh, look at him, I got the shot, huh? And I'm surprised they don't have a little red, purple finger or some sort of a little tag that says, I got the shot. They didn't get the shot. Before I even get more into that, Fauci says America's independent spirit made the Wu flu worse. That little racist Italian. Our independent spirit, the thing that makes us American, the thing that made us leave Britain and the oppression of the king and get on our turf and whoop his butt, he says, that's what's making things worse. It's your independent spirit. Too bad you don't have a dependent spirit. Are you out of your mind, Fauci? They so want America to go away. The independent spirit of America is what attracts people to this country. It is something these people can't feel. Here's what's interesting about the people that come here, that get it. See, those are the people that are oppressed in their own countries, and they're out of place. They know, my DNA should not have been assembled here. I am an American. I don't believe anything you say. I don't trust anything this person says. They see it as, why am I here? I have that American spirit. And Fauci and those guys, they hate that we have that. They can't stand it. It irks them beyond belief because that's what keeps you fighting. That's what Trump has. That's why Trump is looking at this election and going, you must be crazy. I ain't quitting. Why doesn't he just quit? Why won't y'all just call Joe Biden president-elect? What's the story? Come on, man. Andrew Yang asked if we could have an app on our phone that verified that we got the shot. An app on your phone. What about black people? We can't even get cell phones. Or nothing but Obama phones. Can an Obama phone have that app? I said, why don't you just put a barcode down your face so you look like you're Tongan and you got your rite of passage into the world because you got the Wu flu shot. What do you get next for the next pandemic, Andrew Yang? Another barcode for your phone to say, I got it. What do they call it? QR code? Look, I'm one of the people that have the mark of the beast. I got the shot. Going back to these bureaucrats, do you believe any of these bureaucrats really got the shot? The high-ranking people, the people who have more money than they've ripped you off for money, you think they're going to risk that to get a shot for a disease that kills far less than 1% of the population that get it? Far less. Exponentially less than 1%. You think they're going to get a shot for that? Knowing the potential side effects? Not going to happen. The frontline people, the people in most harm's way, the first responders, healthcare workers say they want nothing to do with this Wu flu vaccine because they know the truth. Here's what this article, how it reads, says as tens of thousands of doses of the new Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine make their way across the country, some healthcare workers, first on the list to receive the two-stage jab, are leery of the emerging treatment, which mainstream pundits warned would take a miracle to produce before the end of the year. And while public concerns over the vaccine have eased compared to polling conducted before the November election, by the way, do you believe any polling related to this? Would you? Is this the same polling that gave Biden the win? Anyway, they said a not insignificant number of healthcare workers are unwilling to take the shot. Perhaps they're concerned about taking the fastest vaccine developed in Western history, developed to treat a mysterious new virus which primarily kills elderly people, though they can have lasting effects on people of all ages except children. Would you take it? Yeah, I'll take my chances with the disease. That's what I say. Bloomberg noted this. The initial vaccines have few serious side effects, aside from a handful of serious allergic reactions, though nobody knows what long-term effects it has, if any. For example, nobody possibly knows what it would do to a gestating fetus for 9 months, or whether it affects fertility. Yet the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommend that pregnant women take it. Can you imagine? No study's been done on pregnant women, but they go, yeah, sure, it'll be okay. At one Chicago facility where they said the city's first COVID-19 vaccine was administered, 40% of the staff said they wouldn't take it. A nurse who took it, I heard this is true, I don't know, look it up for yourself. She passed out, and I heard she later died. Don't know. Sharon Birch, 56, a ward clerk at Loretto, is baffled at how quickly it was developed, given how long it normally takes. She says it makes her nervous. She says it happened too fast. It's a fear of the unknown. She wants more details about the vaccine's research, longer-term side effects. She's going to wait months to see what her co-workers, what happens to them, the ones who take it. She says she'll just keep social distancing and washing her hands. Smart move. But they're going to convince you at some point that everybody's on board. Celebrities are on board. All the politicians have now gotten the shot. All the people, the teachers, they're all going to get it. And I'm going to tell you right now, saline is what most of them are going to be getting. Nobody wants to take their chance with this, and rightfully so. The list of people who are willing to sell their souls over this is insane. All because they want you to capitulate, you to follow the New World Order. I know it sounds conspiratorial, but it is what it is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, the bill should have happened sooner.
Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana speaking there on Fox News regarding a new coronavirus relief bill, which is expected to pass today and then be signed by President Trump. As far as if the bill will help, Senator Kennedy reminds everyone.
Oh, it's real help. It's $1 trillion, for God's sakes. What is that, $1,000 million?
Part of that plan does include another check of up to $600 for Americans that qualify. President Trump's re-election campaign is wanting the Supreme Court to get involved in the dispute over the election. At issue is the state's mail-in voting system that came under scrutiny ahead of the November election, the campaign saying they violated the Constitution by setting up looser mail-in voting rules. You're listening to USA Radio News. A third suspect is being charged in connection with the Pan Am Flight 103 terrorist bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland, 32 years ago. Attorney General Bill Barr saying there is no question the Pan Am attack was aimed at the United States.
The operation had been ordered by the leadership of Libyan intelligence. Gaddafi had personally thanked Massoud for the successful attack on the United States.
All eyes remain on Georgia with control of the Senate up for grabs in the Georgia runoffs. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the GOP can't rely on just the base to push past the Democrats. Haley telling Fox News they need to capitalize on the inroads President Trump made with minority voters to keep the two crucial Senate seats.
If you look at our last event in Forsyth County, you saw it was multicultural, multi-generational. I mean, those are the people that President Trump helped build. We have to build on top of that.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happy holidays, everybody. Kevin Jackson still with you on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I happen to be, well, two guesses? Three guesses? Okay, one guess. Kevin Jackson, indeed. Glad you guys are with me. It's been an interesting week for me because, I had surgery earlier in the week. And recovering from that, and they intubated me. So they shoved this tube down my throat, and they told me, they said, Kev, we're going to give you some meds, you know, some painkillers, which I don't take, and because I just don't like taking drugs. But they said, we're going to give you painkillers to last you a certain amount of time, some stool softener, because if you got to take a crap and you had a hernia operation, it don't go very well. But they said the thing that might bother you the most, believe it or not, is the intubation. Shoving that tube down your throat. And the first day, it was like no big deal, because they still had me on a painkiller from when I had the operation. By the third day, I started to notice it in my voice. I almost had to do a best of, because my throat hurts so bad. Even while I'm speaking to you now, my throat hurts bad. But the show must go on. Anyway, the pain of the operation has begun to subside. Few things will make me jolt. And I'm giving this update because a lot of people were concerned about my health. Thank you. Thank you, loyal listeners. Others of you didn't have a concern at all. That's okay. I still love you. But, I'm doing better. And even though my throat hurts, it's not bad enough for me not to do the show. But anyway, that's the update. So and a couple of my friends contacted me and says, Kevin, I got to get a hernia operation. What do you think? And I said, guys, it isn't that big of a deal. Let me just give you the quick overview. I was in there. My surgery was at 7 o'clock. I was home by 10:30 in the morning. And that was, I don't know how long it took, but all I know is they gave me a little loopy cocktail before I went into surgery. They doctored me up with anesthesia. I woke up in the recovery room feeling really no worse for wear. They wheeled me out of there within 30 minutes. I'm in my car on my own, walked on my own, took me up to the car. I got in myself, and the rest is history. So modern science and medicine is amazing, and I don't think you have much to worry about as long as you're in decent health and everything else. The ordeal getting to my operation, which has been, three, 4 years, because I got misdiagnosed, then re-diagnosed, and then, Wu Flu hit and all that stuff is a more interesting story, if you ask me, than the story itself. Anyway, I am so grateful to have, good family support and good support of my friends and stuff like this, and we were able to make things happen. Now, what's been happening since? Well, I get back, of course. Facebook still hasn't returned my page. I can post certain things, but can't reach you. So they're letting my page dwindle to where nobody comes back to the page. And then they'll eventually probably give it back to me. Who knows? But I remember saying one day, you can't rely on Facebook. And guess what? We can't. Secondarily, I'm on this Twitter ban still. I've got another couple of days left from when I called Howard Stern a skank. I tweeted that he's a skank because he doesn't want to give money away during the holidays. We gave out bonuses. I'm not a rich guy, but we still took care of our staff. He didn't do that because he's a skank. You know, what do we have left if we can't voice our opinion about stuff? And I didn't say attack him. I didn't say, vicious things about him. Do you think Howard Stern has been called worse? But social media goes, oh, we're going to, ban you for this amount of time. Let me tell you what it is, folks. They're scared of us. Every time you see something like that happens, they're scared of us. There's lots of discussion right now about Biden's cabinet. You want to know why? They really want you to believe this freak show is going to get into the Oval Office. It is nothing but a showcase of weirdos and freaks, a circus sideshow act. But they tout it all. Joe Biden picked so-and-so. Joe Biden picked this other freak. Joe Biden picked this other, sideshow, freak show, whatever. It's like the bearded lady, the midget plate spinner, the man with two heads, and so on. Don't even bother to learn their names. I saw the lady that he's going to make is over schools. I say lady, I use the term loosely. I think she's a trans person. I'm honestly not sure. I haven't invested a single second in learning who Biden picks. There's a reason for that. They're not going to matter. But the media, they tout them as his transition team. A team that is never going to occupy the White House. And the more they display these freaks and clowns and whatever else you have, the better you should feel. Every time you see Joe Biden picks another freak, I saw Joe Biden, we now have the most diverse cabinet ever. Yeah, you got a bunch of freaks. You got people who are not qualified to lead. By the way, who will have, if they were to get in, would have zero power. Zero. They would be destroyed. The elites have everything they want on every one of these freaks. Why do you think we call it a media circus, what's happening right now? Pretty soon we'll have the term social media circus. And this is what is so fearful to the left, because we are about to bring down the media. I mean, we've already destroyed the media. Nobody believes them. Social media is about to go down when 2:30 is done, when the president finally says, okay, Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of you, you are now treated like media. You're gonna have the same responsibilities, if you will, and now you can be sued. Wait until those guys are getting sued by people like me, the little guys, and we start winning cases. Wait until the antitrust starts to break them apart. This is bigger than anybody wants to believe, folks. This whole idea of the transition, I'll get back to how big this is in a second, but this whole idea about this transition makes me think of this skit where a wife comes home, catches her husband in bed, butt naked with a woman. The man and the woman, literally, she comes into the bedroom, sees him, and she's just in shock. They don't say a word. They get up. They get dressed. The woman just gets her clothes on. She literally walks out of the house. The man walks into the living room, sits down, and reads the paper. And the whole time, the wife is just looking. And when she comes back out into the living room, she's looking at her husband. He doesn't even look up. He's just reading the paper, and he's smoking his pipe. And she's left there standing, wondering if what she saw, she actually saw. See, that's what the left believes they can do to us. They can steal an election right before us with all the evidence in front of our faces. And then just get up, get their clothes on, and pretend it never happened. And we're just going to go, well, what just happened here? I mean, well, I know that I saw what I saw. Let me tell you something, leftists, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you believe that President Trump is stupid enough to let an election steal like this stand, you have to be delusional. I say this to my conservative friends. The Constitution realized this moment could occur. The writers of the Constitution, they understood it. They said, I mean, you got to think about how smart these men were to fast forward to 2020 from 1776 and say, this could happen hundreds of years from now. They knew it. And God realized it could happen, and he said, you know what? I'm going to put the least likely person in place in 2016 that they would never believe could make this happen, and he did it. He put the least likely person in place, Donald Trump. He didn't put Romney. He didn't put McCain. He didn't put Ted Cruz. He didn't put anybody else. He put Donald Trump, somebody that a decade ago, we would have said, no way. If we had predicted what was going to happen right now, we would be saying, no way. Kevin, you're out of your mind. It's not going to happen. Yeah. So Trump's ready for this. Anyway, we're getting stories. Mexico vows to work with Joe Biden on immigration and some other nonsense because the media wants you to believe that this is what's going to happen, folks. If other countries believe that Biden is going to be president of the United States, they are in for a shock. A second term Trump is going to be the medicine that God wanted for us, that America has needed to get back on track for decades. And let me tell you something, world. Know what's coming. Know what's coming. Trump realizes the gravity of this. He's not going to let it happen. He's going to understand now the full circle of the world and the cabal that exists. And the wrath of Trump is coming to the world. We set the stage for what happens in the world, not the other way around. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I just have to talk about Russian disinformation because the people peddling it are not on my side of the aisle. Senior Democrat leaders, including Ranking Member Peters, were involved in a process of creating a false intelligence product that was supposedly classified. They leaked to the media that accused Senator Grassley, the President Pro Tem of the Senate, and myself of accepting and disseminating Russian disinformation from Andrei Derkach. I'd never heard of the person until they brought it up. Senator Peters introduced that false information, Russian disinformation, into our investigation record. 50 people associated with the intelligence community after our Hunter Biden investigation and the revelations of the Hunter Biden computer said, this is Russian disinformation. Now we find out, it's a real investigation by the Justice Department. So it's just galling, and I just have to point out that the purveyors of Russian disinformation, Hillary Clinton's campaign, the DNC, the Steele dossier, the ranking member Peters, accusing Senator Grassley and I of disseminating Russian disinformation, that's where the disinformation is coming. That's where the false information, the lies, the false allegations. And I can't sit by here and listen to this and say that this is not disinformation, this hearing today. This is getting information we have to take a look at to restore confidence in our election integrity. We're not going to be able to just move on without bringing up these irregularities, examining them, and providing an explanation, and see where there really are problems so we can correct it moving forward. Senator Paul.
Mr. Chairman, I got to respond to that. I mean, you're saying I'm putting out information. Well, one, I had nothing to do with this report.
You lied repeatedly. Repeatedly in the press that I was spreading Russian disinformation, and that was an outright lie, and I told you to stop lying, and you continue to do it.
Mr. Chairman, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
You talked about Russian disinformation. Senator Paul.
This is simply not what we're dealing with. Well, Mr. Chairman, you can't make
Judge Starr
allegations and then dropping it there. That is why this needs to return back
Judge
to a partisan thing. This is terrible what you're doing to this committee and all the great work that you talked about.
It is what you have done to this committee.
It is not
falsely
the case.
Accusing the chairman of spreading disinformation. Nothing could have been further from the truth, and you're spouting it again, which is why I had to respond.
Senator Paul.
Mr. Chairman.
Judge Starr.
This is outrageous.
Judge Starr.
Contentious Senate hearings. I don't know what's going to come out of them. Welcome, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Network.com. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's part of that network, and I hope you will spread the word and tell others. I keep saying that. I've got to tell you, it can be a bit frustrating at times that, you know, we can't figure out how to get our word out, because I'll be blunt. Man, we've delivered some shows that are really spectacular. One of the guys that sits on my board is Bo Snerdly, Rush's producer, and James is an amazing guy, just an intellect beyond belief, and he talks about, you know, Rush's excellence in broadcasting, and he's audited a couple of our shows, which are, of course, very different than Rush's, but he says, man, Kev, you bring it, and he wouldn't sit on my board, he wouldn't blow smoke up my kimono. And we often wear kimonos when we're together, by the way. But yeah, he tells you like it is. And what an intellect. I swear, you guys need to learn a lot more about Bo Snerdly. Dude is sharp. But it's a shame that we aren't uplifting more people and making them feel what it feels like to be an American. I tell you, the biggest disservice that we've done to the young people of this country is not giving them the feeling of what most of us have grown up with. I tell my youngest son all the time, I say, hey, buddy, I feel sorry for the world you're going to be in. And he, you know what he told me the other day? He said, Dad, I so wish I could have grown up in the time that you did so I could feel that. And I go, man, I wish you could have too. We're going to do our best to recreate that for you, but there's nothing like it. It doesn't exist today. It's hate the country, hate the country. But I think it's a state of mind. I think he just has to learn. It's your state of mind. You do with it what you want. Anyway, that was Senator Johnson accusing Peters of Russian misinformation. And he says Peters introduced this Russian information into the investigative record. And we've all learned it. It's nothing but lies. You know what else we're learning is nothing but lies? Everything related to this election is nothing but lies. How do we restore confidence in our election process when we won't even talk about the irregularities that are right before our eyes? Trump won Antrim County, Michigan. It's been confirmed. They said he lost it on election night. Now, this is one of those where it flips 3,000 votes. They said that he lost by, and now it turns, or 2,300 he lost by. It turns out he won by 3,000. It's a flip of 5,300 votes. Yeah, but the question you should be asking is, in a county that size, which I don't know the size, but whatever it is, how do you flip? How do you end up with a $5,300 vote flip? How does that occur? Well, I can answer how it occurs. Once they look at these machines, they get it. Why in Arizona, they don't want to turn over the Dominion machines. Why wouldn't the governor of Arizona, the feckless Doug Ducey, why wouldn't he say, hey, guys, we're turning over the machines. We have to know what's going on. Why? Where are the people that say you can't just not turn over machines? Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. Ultimately, they're going to come in and confiscate these machines. At some point, the government is going to step in the middle of the night, and they're going to confiscate these machines. That's what I think is going to happen. Not that Dominion hasn't tried to fix its paper trail, but see, the difference is we have people just as smart on our side that understands this stuff. Arizona won't respond to subpoenas on voting machines. These are subpoenas. This is supposed to be a document, a legal document. We're following the rule of law. And you know what these clowns are doing? No, we're not going to turn over our machines because that'll show that we cheated. These legislators want us to believe in the voting system, the process, and they won't honor a legal subpoena that says, let us look at the machines that we think are part of the voting irregularities that we suspect, we know, have occurred, yada, yada, yada. Well, why would you not do that? That area is controlled by Democrats in Arizona. Maricopa County. Arizona was singled out, folks, in discussing potential voter fraud by a group of forensic data analysts, one of whom is on my team. And they met with Arizona legislators, and they explained how Arizona, without question, undoubtedly, irrefutably, had massive voter fraud in our election. They presented a video about it. We'll post it. I suggest you look at it. There is nobody that can poke holes in anything that they said. All the world knows, by the way, without this video, that this big cheat occurred. I've written about it numerous times on Biden's inability to get 80 million people to vote for him or his leftist claim against Trump. Neither situation is viable. Trump already proved it. He got many, many more votes than he ever thought he could get. Still, social media giants stopped trying to spread the information regarding voter fraud because they said, if you say voter fraud, we're gonna ban you. We're gonna do this. How dare you speak of voter fraud when we all know that voter fraud occurred? You can't be talking about voter fraud. They pretended Biden and the Democrats got a mandate as they know otherwise. And they promote the, quote, fair election narrative, knowing that beyond a shadow of a doubt that massive election fraud occurred, the numbers simply do not lie. This group had produced two videos, one that sort of teased the idea of how the voter fraud occurred, and the other that gave definitive, here's the empirical proof. And they had a Zoom meeting with the Arizona legislator, and it was led by two of my favorite congressmen, Congressman Andy Biggs and Congressman Gosar. And I'm told that they were just blown away by the findings, and they called for a special session. And I believe Arizona will be one of the first states to overturn the election legally through this process. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't even care if they do. It doesn't matter. All that's happening right now with all this data that these data analysts are doing, using the raw data, the feed coming in to all the networks, is they're proving when they start making arrests, they're going to prove that we have a legitimate reason to be making arrests. And I hope they get the governor of Arizona. Anyway, Scott Perry, who's from Pennsylvania, was supposedly at this meeting, and what he's looking at is, are we going to do the same thing for Pennsylvania? Now, they only did the Arizona data, but the group told me, Kevin, we have data for all the states in question. This happened in every state. To such a degree, it didn't happen by chance.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.